90-minute tape converted to 60 minutes length, the Southern California Chinese-American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. The interview of Alice Hum, interview number 104. This is tape one. This tape has a severe hum around 400 hertz, which has been partially notch filtered out.
Where your parents were from in China.
Canton, Shenzhen.
And what was your father's background? What did he do for a living?
Well, he was so poor he didn't have much of an education. When he came to America, it was church people that taught him how to speak English.
When did he come to America?
Came to America about 1909, mm-hmm. And he had 10 children.
Oh, he had them all here, or he had them back home?
He had one he brought over. The oldest boy was born in China,
and
the rest are born here.
Oh, I see. Did he come with his wife?
Yes.
Oh, how interesting. At that time, weren't there restrictions on having spouses coming over with the husbands?
Perhaps there were, but I don't know how he came.
But he came with your mother?
Yes.
And at that time, they had one child?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did he ever say why he came over here?
This better life and more opportunities.
He never said so. He went to San Francisco?
He was around San Francisco and Oakland, Sacramento, mostly San Francisco.
And where were you born?
I was born on Broadway in San Francisco.
In San Francisco, I see. What was your father's job?
Well, he started selling herbs. That's the only one I know of, and then he did some farming.
Were you one of his earlier children or later ones?
I'm the seventh child.
Oh, I see. Your mother, I presume, did not work.
Okay. She had a feet bomb.
Oh, dear.
She was taken off before she came.
Taken off before she came? So did it go back to normal?
No.
Was that popular in those days? Did you notice there's a lot of women with their feet?
Well, they're about ready to quit at that time.
To stop doing that. Did she ever say when she had her feet out, how old she was? How old is she?
If she was living today, she would be about 98, I guess.
Okay. Did your parents speak English at all?
My father, but not my mother.
I see. She never learned all the time that she was here?
A few words like, sit down, Paula.
Sit down, Paula?
Yeah. Of course you don't see
her. Who's Paula? Is one of your sisters?
Paula is what she's trying to say, but she don't say it.
Oh, Paula. Then I see. So you grew up in the Bay Area?
No, I had like 12 years of growing in Long Beach.
You say you were born in San Francisco?
Well, I left there when I was about 6 years old.
Oh, I see. Your whole family moved down to Long Beach?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And at the time you moved to Long Beach, it must have been a rather rustic place, undeveloped.
It was, you know, that. I mean, there were a lot of little houses.
Oh, is it, was it mostly in commercial or industrial or residential?
About the same as it is now.
Really? Did your father say why he moved to Long Beach?
Well, that's when he started his business. He figured, well, it was an open field and he was able to start his business.
A farmer?
No, he was selling herbs.
He planted his own herbs?
No, he imported from China and then.
And, well then, if he only had a shop, it shouldn't take too big of an area to have business, right?
Well, he had his business on the main street in Long Beach, which is fine.
Long Beach was fine.
There's a street, the main street in Long Beach is called Pine Avenue.
Uh-huh.
It's
right.
Like in Los Angeles, Broadway.
Uh-huh. Right.
And he had his business upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Upstairs?
Yeah.
And
the office upstairs. And then we live about 2 miles away from the office.
Did he have an herbal shop back in San Francisco?
Mm-hmm. I think a small one, but not too long to.
He wasn't doing well enough up there.
No, I don't think so. I think this is my competition.
That's why he went to Long Beach? Because there was less competition?
There was nobody. Well, there's only about 5 family Chinese that's out of Long Beach.
Were his clients Americans?
All Americans.
All Americans. I see. How long did he continue to have that herbal business?
Up to the time he was 65, 70.
From 1925 all the way up to the 1950s or 40s. While you were growing up as a teenager, did you notice the effect of depression on people? Did it affect anyone around you or yourself?
Well,
I was in the 30s.
I always had a simple life in there.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have much in the way of clothes or food. I didn't even have much to call food. All the food I ate, want to eat, you know, occasionally I saw a banana and orange.
Yeah. Would you consider your family to be poor then?
Well, instead of saying poor, you're frugal and you have a lot of children, in other words.
Uh-huh.
actually I had was the opportunity to study Chinese.
Oh, you went to a Chinese school on top of
No,
your...
I studied at home.
Who taught you?
Whenever my father asked me if I'd come to the house to teach. So it wasn't a regular teacher, it could have been like the one that stayed the longer was a student in junior college, so he taught that's for 2 years. Others may stay a month or two in the evening.
And this is how you learned to write Chinese. I noticed you wrote down here your Chinese name is Tan Lei Xiang Ying. Tom is your husband's name. I see. How many years of Chinese did you say you've had?
I would say I studied until I was 17.
And when did you begin to study? To read and write Chinese?
Not my mother, my father, only what he can pick up. He did not have a formal education.
I see. Your mother could not read. I see. Did all of your brothers and sisters take up in Chinese too?
Most of them.
Did you like going to China, not going to Chinese? Did you like studying Chinese?
Well, they emphasize it. Otherwise, I would act just like an American. So, not above anything else.
I see. But did you mind the extra work?
It's not a very pleasant atmosphere when you stay at home because your mother is always interfering. Your brother and sister might be fighting or arguing and spending time on discipline. It's a hard atmosphere to stay at home.
That's true. Why didn't they all, why didn't your father send you to elementary school, Chinese elementary school?
There's no such thing in that language.
Oh yeah, they were up in Chinatown.
Yeah, yeah, they're around the churches. In those days, the churches.
How many hours of Chinese instructions? Instruction per week, would you say you've had?
About 10.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that Chinese is useful at all to you, being able to read Chinese?
Very much.
Can you read the newspaper?
Not that well.
How do you use it? Do you ever use it?
I go to church. Use more Chinese now. When I was single, they didn't use, they did not have no Chinese Bible study. They emphasized English all the time.
Okay.
They didn't even encourage it. But now that there's more Chinese from China, they cannot neglect that.
But other than going to church, reading Chinese Bible, on what other occasions would you actually read or write Chinese? Do you have to write Chinese?
No. In society, you do learn to. Then when I go to the store, they speak Chinese, and you speak English, they just ignore you. When I go to the bank, listen to Wang Buhao, is it an account?
Yeah,
they all speak either Cantonese or Mandarin to you. Automatically when they look at you.
Yeah, I assume that speaking Chinese is useful on a daily basis.
I didn't know if
reading and writing were as useful.
Well, one helps the other. See, when I was age 16, I can read better than I can speak. In other words, I never practiced speaking. I was doing more reading than I was speaking. I wasn't doing any speaking, all through my childhood.
Don't you speak with your parents?
Well, Mother, you know, when female children are, the parents give the command and the children usually run off.
I see. In other words, you don't talk back that much?
No. Not with somebody just constantly giving you command and telling you to do this and do that.
There were no real discussions in the building.
No, I don't think we ever had any successful conversation.
Okay, after you went to high school, which high school did you go to?
Long Beach Polytechnic. I was right on Atlantic in Long Beach. See, that's the same Atlantic go to Long Beach Park.
And the elementary school?
School called Burnett.
When you were going to school, what kind of friends did you have, since there weren't too many Chinese
girls? I only remember all through elementary school, the only Oriental was one Japanese girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then in junior high school, maybe there was 3-4 Japanese. All 12 years, I didn't have a single Chinese class.
Right. The 12 years of elementary school.
Elementary high school.
Excuse me, right. Chinese in your class. So who did you play with?
I was always studying or working. You know,
but don't you have recess or lunch breaks?
Well, recess, you just talk to them. I usually don't say much.
Uh-huh.
But there were two other Chinese girls from China in that school.
You said they were? Oh, not your
in
class.
In the school, but not my class.
So did you become friends with them?
Not too close, because they're from China.
Then who were your close friends in school?
I didn't have too many close friends.
What kind of activities did you engage in terms of recreation? What did you mostly play with the Americans?
Well, like I said, you go to American school and then you go to study Chinese afterward. You don't have any time. On Saturday, you're ironing clothes for the family.
Oh.
And then the only time you maybe rest is Sunday and you play with whatever neighbors are.
The neighbors were Chinese?
No, all American.
Caucasians. Mm-hmm. Did you find you get along well with the Caucasians?
We get along all right, you know, but usually there's a difference in age, you know.
Were you older or younger?
I was always a few years older than the rest of them.
So you could have played a leader role if you wanted to.
Yes. Well, the Americans are more out demonstrative. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was more or less following. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you ever have any black friends?
In Long Beach there's only one black student for 12 years.
But you didn't talk to him?
Is it he?
Okay.
Him. Yeah.
Okay. How about Chicanos?
Outside, there's few Japanese and few less Chinese, but only half as many Chinese, and then color is even less at that time.
Color, you mean Chicanos and Mexicans?
Yes, in Spanish there wasn't too many.
No, I see. Okay. When you graduated from LA City College, what did you do?
What's my major?
Okay, what was your major in college? And what did you do?
Social science and business.
Uh-huh. What did you do after you graduated from college? Did you go to work? Or get married?
I worked for my father.
You worked for your father in his herbal medicine store? I see. For how many, when did you graduate from LACC? So the first job you took was working for your father?
Yeah.
How many years did you work with your father?
About 8 years.
8 years? I see. thought you had worked there, say, somewhere in the 50s or something.
No, that funeral parlor only been there for a few years.
I see.
This funeral parlor actually started from the first Chinese funeral parlor. It's in New York, and that's the only one that we didn't know of in the United States.
The one in New York, when was it started?
I don't know. But this, probably, maybe 25, 30 years ago.
You mean there were no Chinese funeral parlors until 1972 in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
I remember there were Chinese.
There's a next Spanish one, but they put a Chinese sign after this one started.
Yes.
Because the Chinese is working there.
Oh, I see. But,
it's run by a Mexican, but they hired a Chinese.
Uh-huh. Was that one started earlier than this one?
Now the two is combined. Now that one on Broadway is torn down and it's moved to
Sunset. Yeah, I think I've seen that. I think it was called Weber
Gutierrez.
Gutierrez, yeah.
So now they've been there since last February, 1979.
You mean prior to the 1970s, there were no Chinese funeral parlors?
No, they all went to the Gutierrez and Weber because it's located right on Broadway in China.
Well, if you work 8 years, that's up to World War II, right? Up to 1945. From 1937 to 1945, you worked for your father. That was in Long Beach, right?
No, later on, we opened an office in Los Angeles.
Ah, you worked in the Los Angeles office?
No, he had three offices, and I would spend 2 days at each place.
Oh. What did you do at his office?
Well, I played around the herbs and did the cleaning and taking the herbs to the different offices.
Did you prescribe any herbs?
I don't prescribe, but I just gather it.
Somebody has to prescribe it first, right?
No, they have the prescription and then they get those herbs.
Yeah. But your father was at two, three different offices 2 days a week also, or did he hire another herbal doctor to be there to prescribe drugs for him?
No, he never hired
him. I think he worked only by himself, plus you, right?
And my brother.
Your brother and you both went to the different...
No, only he and I, nobody else.
That's right, the two of you went to, took 2 days each at a different store. I see. Was Chinese medicine very popular at that time?
Well, after they go to American doctors and they don't get help, then they come.
What kind of ailments do they usually have?
Stomach trouble, rheumatism, and liver trouble.
Liver trouble. I see. Why do you suppose that there are a lot less of those herbal medicine shops now there than before?
I think there's just as much than Chinatown. There's more now in Chinatown than...
And they serve mostly Chinese clients. The Americans, you think it was a fad? Like, the Americans went to Chinese herbal medicine?
No, if you're sick and you went to different ones and they didn't help you, then you want to try something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I always believe that these herbs has less side effect and it's more natural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plants are more natural than chemical. Has been existing for many thousand years.
Mm-hmm.
ordered you to?
No. No, what's that? How did
My mother insisted I...
Oh, okay. Okay. Did you get paid while you were working?
Yeah.
How much was your husband's salary? So you made 16 a week to start back in 1937, right, when you graduated from LACC. And then it went up to $29 a week in around World War II time, about 45. What caused you to stop working for your father's drugstore?
Because I got married.
Oh, you got married in 1945?
46.
46. Ah, oh, I see. Okay. You didn't work after that?
Yeah, I worked it out. It was very disappointing.
Okay. Did you feel that you were a Chinese when you were growing up? Did you feel that you were in America?
Definitely feel like a Chinese.
I see. Because of the Chinese education you got? Or what? What were the reasons for feeling a Chinese?
Because
you were born and raised in America?
I was only speaking Chinese when I came along. I wasn't speaking English. Because I only hung around my mother.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't listen to the radio or TV or my brother and sister.
Your brothers and sisters spoke what? Chinese?
Yeah, the older ones.
Oh.
But naturally, as soon as we got the longest, in a year or two, we were all speaking English.
Your parents didn't object to that?
They had no control when you have something. They just let you grow up as is.
Okay. When anyone in your family got sick, did they use Chinese medicine all the time?
Yes.
You never remember seeing an American doctor, Western MD?
No.
How about in terms of family recreation? Were there any family recreational activities? What kind of games did you play with your brothers and sisters?
I know, playing bridge.
You played bridge?
Played cards, played marbles, and fly kites, and played baseball.
Did your mother ever play mahjong?